This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I noticed something last night on my way to dinner that I think we got to talk about it. And Colin has a ridiculous story about it that relates to something I noticed on my way to dinner last night. What I also noticed yesterday afternoon, Mike Tomlin was on a podcast. It's called Flying Coach with Sean McVay and Peter Schrager from NFL Network.
I just noticed that the other day.
He was on there, and they had Raheem Morris on as well. So it was the four of them talking, a bunch of coach talk, a bunch of inside X's and O's football talk, and they were asking Mike Tomlin his thoughts on Minka Fitzpatrick.
He's able to digest things and make it turn up on the field that other guys can't. And so if you don't first recognize that, shame on you as a coach. But then you also got to come up with a formula to reproduce it at a consistent level and to help him play a ball. Monty used to tell me, and Ryle remember this, he's like, man, it's easy to get a C player to play B. He's like, get an A player to show up and play A every week. You know?
That's a great point.
And it's real. And, you know, we always want to pat ourselves on the back when we get a backup and he plays good, you know. man. No. Like, I'm going to be interested in seeing what Aaron Donald plays like week in and week out.
Yeah,
Rob.
I love it.
You know what I mean? Because the challenges for us and the standard that we held ourselves to as coaches was just that. Yeah. Hey, forget making an average player play good. Can we get the great ones to play great every week? And that's the approach that I still hold to this day, and that's the spirit in which I coach Minka.
And that's my question. Is Minka Fitzpatrick this year going to show up and be that A guy, that star, every single week?
This might be too high, but my anticipation, my expectation, even more than anticipation, is that he's an all-pro. That's when you go get him, you make the moves that you did to go get him. You have that much in his basket in terms of that many eggs. It's a disappointment if he's not an all-pro, barring any injury. Is that fair?
That's where absolutely I am with fair. It. Look, we come back to the Steelers broke the mold when they decided to do what they did to get Minka Fitzpatrick, right?
Yep.
They don't trade first-round picks. They did. And they got a guy who we immediately saw have an impact, right? And last year, it felt like there was, I don't want to call it a sophomore slump because it wasn't his second, it was his second season in Pittsburgh.
Right.
But he didn't play poorly by any means. But outside of what? The pick six against the Browns here at Heinz Field. Did he have a lot of those moments where he flashed across the screen for you? Not as many as he did in his first year with the Steelers when they acquired him. And so can he be, as Mike Tomlin described it there, forget a good player or an average player becoming good. Minka Fitzpatrick is not average nor good. He is great. Can he be great week after week? Can he be the threat to change the game from the back end of the field every single week? Can he be the reason but when Baker Mayfield or Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow walks to the line, whoever it may be, Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers maybe early in the season, when they walk to the line, Josh Allen week one, they go, oh, I got to find that guy first. I know where TJ Watt's coming from. I know where Cam Hayward's coming from. I get the Highsmith guys over there. Okay, Ingram. Okay, no, the first guy they look for is Minka. Where's Minka? And can Minka be the guy to put the fear of God into quarterbacks every single week? Because we love what we have up front, right? Got all the pass rushers in the world now. You got Hayward and Tua inside. Do they have Minkah at the back end creating chaos?
Yeah, he needs to. Or he you know, and I think he'll continue. We forget how few games he's played as a Pittsburgh Steeler,
right,
and how last year would have been a really big year to get in there, to get in the meeting room, to watch film, to really study, and he wasn't afforded that opportunity and not really allowed to do that because of COVID and everything. So the curve has been interrupted for him as well.
Like, we talk about putting too many expectations on Najee Harris because he's a rookie. Minkah's
right.
not a rookie anymore. And when I go to PFF or ESPN or NFL.com or wherever I go to see my rankings, we list season.
Yes.
To see the list of the best safeties in the league, I don't want to see him listed as number five.
Well, here's the thing, though. The Steelers don't give up big passes. And maybe that's because of his presence.
No, but and I understand what you're saying. People don't target the middle of the deep middle of the field
that
just because
like
of his
people
presence.
Talk about a shutdown corner. Well, he doesn't have any interceptions. Well, because they don't throw it over.
Right. And this is where it's dependent now on Mike Tomlin and his defensive staff to say, all right, Minkah, you love playing center field and we love having you out there playing center field, but let's sprinkle some variety in there. Maybe you don't crash down into the box because that's not your forte, but we're going to put you in situations where that quarterback doesn't expect to see you there, and you do make a play off of it. 9 picks and 11 breakups over these 2 seasons with the Steelers, including the playoffs. So
that's I do think there's a certain quotient to they don't necessarily – they identify Minkah and work around him a lot too.
Sure.
I do think that happens. I think he could play a little bit better, but I do think that they identify him and work away.
And I'm not by any means saying he didn't play well last year. He still is, like you said, the reason guys stay away from that deep middle of the field. It becomes addicting, I think, what we saw from Minkah when he first got here, the splash plays, the turnovers, the pick six last year against the Browns. You almost become addicted to it and want to see it every week. That's probably not fair because they're not going to go his way every week, but I just want to see it.
Tell me about these like Bugattis and stuff that you saw last night.
I woke up in a new one.
Right.
There was all kinds of stuff. So we went down to the South Side for dinner last night with some friends. And we're walking through South Side Works.
Yep.
And they had a whole bunch of the streets blocked off. And all these fancy vintage Grand Prix cars on display.
They did this at Walnut Street the other night. They do it for the vintage Grand Prix.
It's vintage Grand Prix time. So you come to expect, that fancy cars everywhere. Here's the thing. I walk by these fancy cars, and they got the hood up, and the engine's all polished, and everything's chromed out and everything. Looks real nice. I would love to drive one of these cars, one of these old fancy sports cars, for like 30 minutes. And then maybe it's just I don't have the same appreciation. And I think that's the problem. I don't have the same appreciation for these cars.
You could just rent one.
That would be fantastic.
Yes.
I don't have the same appreciation for these automobiles that these people do who spend their lives on them. And it literally is their life. Is like my brother-in-law, the retired cop, Mark.
Okay.
He's got an old Camaro, completely rebuilt the thing by hand years ago, and it is his baby. It is his life.
Oh, I could speak to this.
Yeah?
I can speak to this. I have an interaction with a man.
Okay.
It's like he will remain nameless.
All right.
It was in the summer of 95. We were hungry, just barely alive.
It's going the Wayback Machine.
Yes, it was. We had just graduated high school, and we were all kicking around.
Okay.
And a friend of mine, he was rich, still is rich. I grew up in South Central Fox Chapel in Sharpsburg.
Yeah.
This kid grew up in the heart of it. I mean, he was rich, still is. And he had a Yukon. They had just kind of come out not long ago, a couple years before, I think. He was 18 years old. He had a brand new Yukon. It was like unbelievable. So we decide he was sober. Let you know he was sober. There were 4 of us goofballs. He was one of them. And we decided we were going to go to a Brownie Mary concert that night.
This is so Pittsburgh. I love
it. Oh, it was great. They were big at the time. And we kind of knew people in the band.
Yeah.
That were in and around the band. And a couple people that were associated with Rusted Root.
Okay.
And we had just graduated high school. So we go down and we were going to drink a little because we had IDs.
Okay.
In the South Side, which we did.
When you could still get away with stuff like that.
And then we ended up down by the arena at another place.
Okay.
But then we needed to get over to Shady Side to go see Brownie Mary and Walnut Street. So we went on Crosstown because we were going to go, and we had to stop in Oakland as well.
Yeah, go up Bigelow.
We were on Crosstown, but like above where the jail is, okay?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like,
and so we ended up there, and it was this time of year. Well, don't you know, we got behind, there I found out later, a 1964 Porsche.
Oh, my God.
And it was stop and go, stop and go traffic as it normally is on that. That's what it is, Crosstown Boulevard, I think, or whatever.
If it's up, kind of.
It's like by Mercy, like where you're going up that, you know, yeah.
Is that Boulevard of the Allies?
Either one.
Boulevard
like
of the Allies.
Where it's
there.
Like above the jail, okay? Yeah. Start, stop, start, stop, start, stop, stop, bang, rear end, 1964 Porsche. Oh. On its way to like that one of the vintage Grand Prix things. All I remember
in the big old Yukon.
In the Yukon. I was in the back seat drinking Beast Light cans that were in a, not even a cooler, just right out of the thing with some ice in it. Underage, mind you.
Yes.
The driver, totally sober. Totally sober.
Open container in a moving vehicle.
At 18 years old, about to just my life and my future about to be wrecked. Everything about college baseball, everything. Uh-huh. People are going to kill me, right? The guy gets out. I distinctly remember his light, the rear light, dangling from a string.
Oh my God.
He gets out and he looks and he goes, "My life! And he, this is my whole life!"
See, that's what I'm saying.
He's screaming at us. At this time, I'm savvy enough, I start taking the Beast Light cans and I'm throwing them in the woods. Like, you know where like
the... Before the authorities arrive.
Correct.
Yes.
You know where like that homeless camp is? Like where you go down on First Avenue?
Yeah, Second Avenue. Yeah.
They're landing in there somewhere.
Right.
I am just letting them fly. The guy doesn't see me. Traffic is going by. I'm taking can by can.
So some homeless guys are getting some free Beast Lights.
Beast Light. Probably exploding, but I'm throwing.
If they can catch them.
Cop comes by, right?
Okay.
City cop. It is a gazillion degrees outside.
Right.
Remember, it's me
the
and
middle
three
of, July.
Of my friends.
It's vintage Grand Prix
yes.
time. Yeah.
He puts the air he puts the window down of the city patrol car.
Uh-huh.
Just enough to communicate, but not enough to let any of the air conditioning
an
escape.
An inch and a half.
Yes. Just that much. And he goes, "Anybody hurt?" And we go, "No." And the guy, the Porsche guy, the 1964 Porsche, because the guy's dad who was driving the Yukon made a big deal of this. He's like, "You realize what car you guys hit?"
Yeah.
The 1964 guy goes, "I'm not hurt, but my life is ruined.
Oh my God.
You know how many hours I have in this car? These guys." And he goes, "Is anybody hurt? Or are these cars drivable?" And he goes, "Yeah, it's drivable, but my life.
But look.
My life." And the cop goes, "You're good. Get it moving. All right, exchange information." Puts the thing back up and goes. And I say to my buddy, "Let's get the hell out of here. Give me your insurance.
Right.
Let's go. We're drunk. You're okay, but we're drunk. We're underage. I don't want anything. Let's go." And we made it to the Brownie Mary concert. He had a scratch on like the front, like he had a big thing on it, like a brush guard. Oh. He just had two scratches on there. This dude's car was jacked.
Destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, he had to pay it like insurance-wise.
Right.
But to accentuate about like
it's their life.
This man was, he was ready to end it. He was so mad about his car being damaged.
It was like you.
But he stopped real fast.
It was like you walked up and punched one of his kids in the face.
It was. I'll never. He had his hands in his face in his hands.
Uh huh.
He looked at the four of us because we got out. We're like, "Hey, you okay?" He looked at us and he goes, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. He goes, "This car is my life." I know his name, and I just looked it up, and he's still
at
1964
still has
Porsche,
that 1964 Porsche
that got rear-ended. Oh, and then we made it home, and the kid's dad goes,
"How much does it even cost to fix something like that? They don't make those parts."
Kid's rich, but nonetheless, the dad
still
goes, "What kind of car did you hit?" And he goes, "A Porsche." He goes, "Oh gosh." He goes, "What kind?" He goes, "1964."
Give me the keys.
I threw. It looked like Jose Guillen though throwing these beer cans. I was throwing rocket ships.
You were trying to get them into the river.
Woods. Oh, I was throwing them the other way, over the traffic. Right. They were flying out of there. I was not going to get an underage drinking over that.
Yeah, I don't appreciate those cars the same way the vintage Grand Prix people do. They're beautiful to look at, and I would love to drive one around for, like I said, like 20, 30 minutes, and then I'd be done.
So every time I look at them, I do have an appreciation for how much time and effort and all of that.
They're beautiful.
So you see a 1964 Porsche, do not rear-end it.
Do not drive
into
the back.
Wide
do not
berth.
Plow it from behind.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.